What if everything you've been told about success is backward? Picture someone trying to quit smoking while keeping cigarettes in their pocket, or attempting to focus while their phone buzzes every few minutes. Sounds absurd, right? Yet this is exactly how most of us approach change, fighting our surroundings with sheer determination, wondering why we keep failing. We've been sold a myth that transformation comes from within, that willpower and positive thinking can overcome any obstacle. But what if the real problem isn't your lack of discipline? It's that you're trying to swim upstream in a river designed to pull you under. This insight has transformed how millions think about personal growth, challenging our deepest assumptions about human potential and offering a radically different path forward. We evolved outdoors, moving constantly, eating whole foods, sleeping with the sun. Now we sit in artificial light, stare at screens, consume engineered foods, and wonder why we're exhausted. When we struggle, we blame our lack of discipline, but this misses the point entirely. Willpower only matters when you're undecided. When you genuinely want something, no internal debate occurs. You don't need willpower to breathe or eat when hungry. Needing willpower signals internal conflict, wanting the cookie, but also wanting health. Research shows willpower depletes like a battery throughout the day. This depletion stems from unclear goals, weak desire, insufficient investment, and, most critically, an environment opposing your aims. Real commitment means building external systems. Your kitchen contents determine your diet. Your phone apps shape your time. Your social circle influences your ambitions. Historian Will Durant concluded that greatness emerges not from exceptional individuals, but from demanding situations. Harvard research revealed economic mobility depends heavily on geography. Most live small lives not because they lack talent, but because their situations don't demand more. When you deliberately shape an environment, knowing it will reshape you, you're exercising contextual agency. You're never independent of context, but you can choose which constraints to embrace. Your environment reveals your identity more clearly than any personality test. Recent neuroscience reveals a powerful truth. Through self-signaling, we judge ourselves by our actions. Your personality emerges from behavior, not vice versa. Deliberate actions trigger psychological states, a phenomenon called precognition. One entrepreneur demonstrated this by upgrading from an old sedan to a Tesla. His real estate business transformed immediately. Online presence grew, product sales quadrupled, industry leaders sought him out. Darwin identified two evolutionary types, natural and domestic. Natural evolution happens as species react to environmental changes, unplanned and unpredictable. Domestic evolution occurs when environments are purposefully structured. Most people evolve naturally, randomly reacting to whatever environment finds them. But you can proactively choose your environments. Your external environment reveals your internal identity, perhaps the clearest indicator of who you truly are. Scientists once believed changing behavior required changing attitudes first. Research demolished this assumption. Nearly all regular behaviors become automated through environmental triggers. Consider 10-year-old Jason Roney, who became the youngest person to land a motorcycle backflip, a feat considered impossible in the 1990s. The difference wasn't willpower, but context. Roney grew up where backflips were normal. Your life reflects not your deepest values, but the social norms surrounding you. Elite performers strategically alternate between two environments, one for positive stress promoting growth, another for complete recovery. The first pushes beyond limits. The second enables rest, where growth actually occurs. Muscles grow during recovery after being pushed past their threshold. Similarly, creative breakthroughs happen during mental recovery. 84% occur outside work, as connections form after intense thought followed by rest. Travel blogger Tish Oxenrider broke free from creative paralysis by traveling the world with her family. Removed from routine, she experienced what psychologists call peak experiences, rare, deeply moving moments generating advanced perception of reality. Abraham Maslow described these as essential to becoming self-actualized. Designer Stefan Sagmeister's year-long sabbaticals generated his best creative ideas during such recovery periods. During recovery, journal with radical honesty. Begin with gratitude. Acknowledge where you're not showing up. Reconnect with your why. Distinguish between means goals, steps to something else, and ends goals, what truly matters. Your best ideas emerge when rested and relaxed, but only if you've put in hard work beforehand. Like airplanes staying on course through constant corrections despite being off course 90% of the time, we need systems keeping us aligned with goals. The 1979 Antarctic flight tragedy showed how a 2-degree navigation error led to a fatal crash. Small errors become catastrophic if uncorrected. A morning routine's purpose is triggering a peak state you operate from all day. Rather than beginning reactively, you proactively create an elevated state through ritual. When you decide to live at a higher level, your current environment and mental models resist. By recreating the peak experience that spawned your decision each morning, you transform it into your new normal. Most people start reactively by checking smartphones, setting themselves up for distraction driven by others' agendas. While fitness and meditation are valuable, journaling is most essential. This 5 to 15 minute practice, done first thing when your mind is freshest, trains your subconscious to achieve goals. Write your goals affirmatively each morning, deepening belief and desire. Include specific daily actions, people to contact, tasks to complete. Jim Carrey exemplified this. While a struggling comedian, he wrote himself a $10 million check for acting services rendered, dated Thanksgiving 1995. Just before that date, he received exactly $10 million for Dumb and Dumber. Breaking free requires lightening your load, not more force. Possessions, suppressed emotions, and certain relationships create gravitational pull, keeping you stuck. Becoming better is difficult because your environment reflects who you are. If someone changed it for you, you'd quickly recreate previous circumstances, just as lottery winners often return to poverty. Start practically. Remove clothes unworn in 60 days. You need no more than 6 outfits. Clean your kitchen of food you shouldn't eat, as willpower fails when temptation remains. Your physical space reflects your mental state. Delete unhelpful apps and keep your phone away when not needed. Surround yourself with people who remind you of your future, not your past. Old environments trigger old patterns, potentially pulling you back. Even talented people remain stuck when they can't remove themselves from relationships keeping them mediocre. Make positive choices automatic by changing defaults. Rutgers University made double-sided printing the default, saving over 7 million sheets in one semester. Remove distraction options to force different behaviors. Bruce Alexander's rat park experiment showed that rats in enriched environments with toys, space, and social connections rarely chose drug-laced water, while isolated rats became addicted. Similarly, 20% of American soldiers used heroin in Vietnam, yet only 5% relapsed at home. Addiction stems not from substances alone, but from environments lacking connection, purpose, and engagement. Your environment isn't just influencing you, it's creating you. Stop fighting yourself with willpower. Start designing spaces that make right choices inevitable. Remove what drains you, surround yourself with what elevates you, and build rituals that reconnect you with who you're becoming.